My daughter, who is in high school at Douglas Anderson School of the Arts, go DA. When she was in middle school, I was watching kind of, how she had to navigate through all of that stuff.
Oh, it's a nightmare.
It is. It's a total nightmare for everybody. I mean, it was tough for me too. But
Yeah.
that kind of gave me this idea for this character, Eve, who she's like 17 years old and she has this really strange power. Unlike any other power that I've read in comics, like Eve can create basically five different versions of herself. And they go out and they deal with the world for her while she kind of plays the background. And through the course of the miniseries, she discovers that she has to take control of her life and her powers to kind of save the world.
Nice.
Yeah. So it's a crazy fun project. I love it.
How did you come up with the concept for the different powers and the different personalities?
You know, I thought about I've my daughter had a lot of different friend has a lot of different friends, and one of her friends was struggling with her weight, and I just thought like how she would kind of recede in the room, and what would that be like if you could project a different portion of yourself so that you wouldn't feel like you were receding, and that's kind of where the idea came from. So the people that Eve projects, they're five completely different individuals, but they're all like facets of her personality. So one is kind of this nerdy guy who is her buddy. One is the guy who's kind of hunky and who she would love, one is the beautiful blonde that she can't stand. And then the other two are her parents who actually died. And so like her imagination kind of brings them back to life, but they can actually go out and talk to people and deal with stuff. And so at the beginning of the book, this big kind of attack happens and she watches this girl get abducted and then she feels like she has to do something about it.
And you've brought in a really good illustrator from Amsterdam who has done
Yes.
the images. How did that come about?
So I've been working in comics now for about 3 or 4 years, and I was at New York Comic Con and I met Pierre Brito, literally like my first day at New York Comic Con, and we just hit it off. And his art is like so beautiful. So we started working together a while back, and we put this together, and it's been a really great collaboration.
And so, as you begin this, you've launched a campaign on Kickstarter because that's where projects get funded nowadays.
Absolutely. And I really need Jacksonville to help me knock this out the park because, Pierre, as an artist, is like really a high level artist, which means that it costs a lot to work with him. So I'm asking for like $15,000, which is a lot of money in comic books. But I think that with the help of my lovely city, I can pull it off.
That's right. Support this project because, hey, if a guy can raise $80,000 for potato salad on
Exactly.
Kickstarter, surely we can support your project, Al Lutzen.
Absolutely. I am worth more than any potato salad. I could say that really easily.
I
Like,
agree.
actually, like, if look, I'll add another reward. If you like pledge $30 to my Kickstarter, I will come to your house and make potato salad for you.
And it'll be better than the one that
It will.
guy made.
Absolutely. You know what? And if you do it for $50, Sean Birch and I will come with our fabulous hair, and I will make the potato salad. And Sean, can you fry chicken?
I can fry chicken.
Oh.
I'll come.
Even better. All
We will,
right.
all three of us will come and make a meal
That's right. I have a
for the
friend.
people that pledge at the high levels.
I
How
have a
about
fr
that? How's that?
that works. I have a friend, Dana Price. She would pay for that. So
Yeah.
$250, Dana,
I'm
you
a
get all
good
three of
cook.
us.
I'm a good cook. I'm
Bam.
telling you.
Okay.
I can cook anything.
All right.
I watch the Food Network like it's my job.
Let's do it.
You know, so that it's on. It's
Let's
on.
do it. WJCT, Melissa Ross, Sean Birch's hair, not Sean Birch, just his hair,
Right.
and me will come to your house and make a great meal if you pledge on the Kickstarter.
But they've got to pledge at the $50 level.
Yeah, $50 would be good.
Yeah,
I think
yeah.
$50 would be good.
Now, they just need to go to Kickstarter.org, right, and search Al Letson.
Search for Imperfect. Or you can find it on Facebook. You can if you search Al Letson on Kickstarter or Imperfect on Kickstarter, you should be able to find it there. We also have a link. If you follow me on Twitter, it's Al or @Al_Letson. You can find all the information there.
Very nice. And so as you work on that, you're continuing to roll along with State of the Reunion.
State of the Reunion is kicking butt and taking names because that's what we do. No, we've got a great season coming up. I'm really excited, and I don't even want to talk about it because or the specifics of it because I don't want to spill the beans, but but yeah, this next season's coming up is pretty excellent. And Freestyle, Sean and I are cooking up a new batch. We've got, I think, the next big show. We did a big show last week on Family where the lovely Miss Karen Fagans had a story. And I had a story about my crazy brother. Crazy is nice.
Everybody's got a crazy relative.
Oh, not like my brother.
Not like your brother.
not like my brother.
Uh-oh. So, well, you got to listen to Freestyle to hear.
You got to listen to it because
that's this weekend.
We played that one last weekend.
Oh, you already played it. Okay.
Yeah, but Sean, it's on the website, right? Yeah, it's on the website, so you can check it out there. But in 2 or 3 weeks, we'll have a new show called Awkward.
Oh no!
Yes.
Now, judging by that alone, you got to tune in.
Yes,
you got to tune in.
You got to.
So you listen to 89.9 all the time, but especially listen on the weekends for Al, State of the Reunion, and Freestyle, great additions to our lineup. And congrats on the Murrow Award, your second for State of the Reunion. Great work.
Thank you, man.
Thank you.